Hi, I went to school in the bank building. We've come a long way. My question is, when we're talking about imposing or requiring the bachelor degree, especially for children birth through age 3 or even birth through age 5, that the 04 certificate as it currently stands, really in execution in most baccalaureate programs, are focused on K through 3. So that many of the teachers that may be serving children in childcare or in public school programs are not equipped to deal with families and children and the things that Mark said, because they really come from a educational format that is teaching methods and thought for K through 3 primarily. So what is Erickson's responsibility in changing that?
When I said before that I think that we should have teachers with baccalaureates and higher, after all, I am the president of a master's granting institution, right? You know, self-interest, right? It's not that I think that every single teacher working with infants in an infant care setting, every single one of those people has to have a BA or an MA or a PhD, although we do have PhDs who actually work with babies. But I think there ought to be a master teacher there who is highly skilled and highly trained. And that is a person... Well, they, right, and so I would then go on to the next step here in this better world and say that we should have some certification that is required for birth to 3, just as we have certification for bilingual and ESL and special ed. We should recognize the differences and the importance of working with birth to 3-year-olds. I'll just keep making it more difficult.
Go ahead.
You don't have to agree with me.
I've been spending a lot of time in hospitals recently, and one of the things that has really struck me is how differentiated they have become. There are nurses and nurses' aides and nurses' aides' aides, and there are layers of people, all of whom have different jobs. Some of the jobs used to be nurses' jobs, like taking your temperature and your blood pressure, and these are no longer being done by nurses. These are being done by other people who have less education. And it struck me, you know, we don't differentiate like that in early childhood. The teacher, the adult is the teacher, is the teacher, is the teacher, and we... indeed very often treat the assistant teacher and the teacher as if they are earning the same salary, which they are generally not doing, but we provide them with the same professional education. We have the same expectations for how they behave in the classroom. We don't make any distinction between the adults who are working with the youngsters. And I got to thinking, well, could we do that in early childhood? Is it feasible to have differentiated roles in an early childhood setting? We're beginning to do this a little bit with Preschool for All, where we're saying that in child care centers for 2.5 hours, the child must have a teacher who's got a certificate, even if it's not all day long, for 2.5 hours. Is this a teacher that the child doesn't know is going to come in and teach for 2.5 hours a day? I think we have to change how we think about what's good for children, and particularly our feelings about continuity and how much continuity children need. And but differentiation of roles in the center, more differentiation and tying education to the differentiation seems to me the way to go, but I'm not sure about how to do it.
Okay, we'll take this question, the lady in pink.